The Aggie Assault Streamliner has been setting records since its debut on the Salt Flats 1 year ago. The dragster set a new land speed record in August when it topped 73 miles per hour running on a tank of algae-based biofuel from USU's Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry. The Streamliner was supposed to race this weekend at the World of Speed event, but nature had other plans, according to USU chemistry professor Lance Seifelt.
And so what happened was the rainstorms that came through over the weekend piled up the water out there on the flats. And so we saw some pictures, and the water is actually maybe a foot deep in some of the places that we were supposed to be racing. So the organizing committee that organizes the race had no choice but to cancel the event.
The Utah Salt Flats Racing Association says only a handful of vehicles had shown up before the rain rolled through on Tuesday and Wednesday. This is the first time the event has been canceled since 1999. Seifelt says they were hoping for a competitive weekend.
And so we were pretty confident, since we had exceeded that the existing record in our last round, that we would be competitive. You never know what somebody else is going to bring, to the event, maybe something a little bit faster. But we were confident that our car would be competitive.
The Aggie Assault won't be racing this weekend, but Seifelt says there will be other opportunities in the future.
And there's another event that is supposed to occur the end of October, middle part of October, and we're hoping that the water will clear by then and that we can make it back out for that event.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.